the sheet in front of you, you see we mentioned there are four parshios that deal with Shemitah. I'll just quickly review what we mentioned last time, which most of them are Mishpatim. There you have, we focused on the word Unetashta. Then the idea of Shemitah is mentioned very clearly. Shemitah is mentioned only in two parshios, the Shmos Chatilim and Mishpatim, and later on in Re'e. If you look in the left-hand column, there in the context of Shemitah's Ksofim, but the language of Shemitah is that which is found, and which Rabbi Ari Shapiro spoke about on Shabbos. So the focus here in this parsha of Mishpatim is essentially the idea of Hefker, the obligation to go ahead and we have to make sure that the parashmias are going to be made Hefker. It means essentially we're letting anyone come and take them. That's what the pasuk says, Ashriyas Tishvatenu and Natashta. And that's where the Rambam writes Halacha, that someone who decides to guard his Kerem or builds a Goder around his field, in order that people should not be able to take the peris in Mavatel, this mitzvah. Now it's true that the Pasuk in Vayikra, as you can see, Chafei, also has a similar kind of notion. Whether the Torah says in Pasuk Va, Vayisa Shabbas Oras Lachem Lachlo, Mechol Lachlo Lamosecha, Vizchircho Nesoshovicho Agor Mimachlo, Lententro Lachaya Shabbatsecha, Tia Kol Tuasol Lachol. So we know the last time that the distinction between the pasuk here in Shmos Chavgimel Mishpatim and the one in Vayikra in Bahar is the following, that here in Shmos Chavgimel, the Torah clearly is focused on Aliyim. The Torah mentions V'ochlu and Yomi Anecha. And then the Behemos or Chayas HaSode are mentioned parenthetically. V'yisrom tocha Chayas HaSode, Mashenkein over there in Bahar, then the Torah seems to place all of us on an equal footing. There it says, Shabbas Oretz, Lochem, Lochla, Lachal the Abduchav la Masecha, and then we'll have him to have Lachaya Shevratzecha, Tiakol Tuasa lechol, which means even the animals have an equal kind of footing as human beings. So the halacha is that the hefker is that which is required. And we mentioned that one of the most famous machloksim in the Dor of the Beis Yosef already was the question whether is there a mitzvah that the Baal HaSodeh should be mafkir bepeh, should literally articulate the idea that he's making his parents hefker, the chol adam. As long as he doesn't do so, the halacha is still is. That's what the Beis Yosef's position on Issa Karo. He writes it more explicitly in the Chumash, in the Afkad Rochel. Well, no, we assume that, as we mentioned on Shabbos, the Paris are Afkad and the Malkusa, automatically they become Hefker. The Torah was Mafkir then. So even the Pasuk, actually, you don't know. Bashvias Tish Metena Unetashta. It's not clear whether you're the one who's doing the Hefker or whether the Hefker is automatic, namely by virtue of the Torah being mafki in the field, and you have to be knowing, you didn't have to, you're not allowed to go ahead and guard the field by any means, and the kapi itself, of course, is not hefker on shvius, but the person could go in there in order to take payros, and even the bailan, even the owner of the field who was mafki it, he also is allowed to go ahead and take payros, like anybody else, and we mentioned that if he does not do so, he doesn't do an act of hefker, it becomes a what the Gemara calls Shomur. Shomur v'neva means that he decides to guard it for himself. Under those circumstances, that's the big mahomes of Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold that the Paris are Mutav Achilam. But we just had recently in the Daf Hayomi, which I discussed on Friday morning, the Rabbi Tam Shita. Rabbi Tam holds that the Paris of Shomur are also Achilam. They don't actually be there. And we discussed exactly what the Shita of Rabbi Tam is based on, what the Svara of Rabbi Tam is based on. This is the famous mahomes of Rishonim. And this happens to be the position of the Vilna Gaon. And many poskim la'alocha with machmir regarding shomer. But even those who are matir, still you're not going to buy from that which is mishumar. That would not be appropriate. And the same machlokes of Rishonim, also the gabi ne'eva, the nine base dollar, that's to say, peros that grew be'isur al yidei melochas that were asur and shvis. Melochas that were not permitted to be done, which we're going to discuss with Hashem in the next upcoming weeks. So some hold also that these peros are asur b'achimah. So again, this is derived from this pasuk here in Mishpatim, Bashvias Tishvatena Unitashta, V'yochol Yom Yamecha. In Shmos Lamedalu, which is the next series of psukim in the Pashas Kisisa, you have a problem because the pasuk is very unclear as to what the Torah is referring to. It says Sheish Shem and Tavlon, Vayem Mashvi Tishvos. Automatically, you assume we're talking about Shabbos. 6 days you work, seventh day you rest. But the problem is the next three words that I mentioned are problematic. The Torah indicates, Which two malachas does the Torah accentuate, assuming you're referring to Shabbos, Harisha, and Ketzira? Why? There are Lamites malachas. There are 39 malachas that are also on Shabbos. So because of this kashya, which we'll see in a moment, this is the subject of the famous Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Kira Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah in Shvius. What does this refer to? Does it refer to Tosefta Shvius, as we'll see in a few moments, or does it refer to actually Shabbos? And I'm going to mention a bit later, hopefully, an interesting he'ara that I heard from Yosef Tzvi Rimon many years ago. He told me a very beautiful he'ara on this matter, because he wanted to somehow find a basis to assume that this pasuk is talking about Shemitah, which, as I said, is one of the opinions of Akiva's position. What would you say to Mishul Shal Mikra? If I were to ask you, Mishul Shal Mikra over here, how would you, were you to encounter this pasuk? What would you say? Is it referring to? Would you say it refers to Shabbos? Or you say it refers to Shemitah? Pashup Shat, it refers to Shabbos. Because it's true that it only mentions Chodesh and Kotzer. And a Chanami, Ubechalot, so what? You know, necessarily, all the other malachas are not necessarily mentioned. We know that the Torah really only accentuates two malachas when it comes to Shabbos. So the fact that it mentions here Chrisha and Ketzira is not a halachah to assume automatically that we're talking about Shemitah. The Pashas, I would say, refers to Shabbos. So what's the basis for the position of Rabbi Akiva? We'll get to that. The next set of series of Psukim La'igon Chafei, we mentioned also that here you have the term Shabbos. The term Shabbos is mentioned here 7 times. And right away, the Mefarshim note that clearly I mentioned last week that Rashi Chochma points out there's an analogy between Yom Tov and Yovel, and an analogy between Shemitah and Shabbos, that there's a similarity between these two sets of items. Shemitah, of course, is when we are passive, and Shabbos also is obviously the Jew is passive. In both the case of Shemitah and Shabbos, we are recognizing the fact that the owner of the Balabas of the Gan Tzedek is Hashem Yisbarach. Shabbos also. Shabbos Lashem, Shemitah Lashem, Mataki Yisi. Shabbos Lashem, that's the terminology the Torah uses, it's pretty clear. Shabbos Arid Shabbos Lashem, a bit later in Pasuk Dalet. Shabbos Shabbos Liarid Shabbos Lashem. And so that seems to be the theme. And therefore, in Shabbos also, we know a similar theme, so that seems to be the common denominator, as the Rabbi Shachar points out. Mashik and Yovel and Yomtiv, there's a correlation between the two. Mashachar said the reason is because if we don't go ahead and engage in the proactive kind of activities that wants to do on Yovel, the Torah says, Yikidash them. Ishnas Chavishim Shonor, Krosim Dor Baris Chol Yoshvel, Yovel Likti Yavachem, Mishavtem, Isha Chuzas and Isha Mishpachel of the Shubu, is an enormous amount of action. As a matter of fact, Rav Kook writes in his Akdom to Shabbat Ha'aretz, his Sefer, he calls the Shemitah and Yovel concept, it's a merit without violence. Normally, as I mentioned, that whenever you have, we don't need much to know, Taliban, we have right in front of us. Baruch Hashem, no shortage of unfortunate terrorism and violence and who knows what. The moment they obtain their freedom, as it were, from the shackles of the United States and the Western countries. But in the context of Shemitah and Yovel, even though Yovel is an enormous amount of social intense activity, namely, people are reunited with their inheritance, namely, Avodim Afrid. There's a lot going on. This is what Kuk points out in Adam, the Shabbat Ha'aretz, and also, it's a peaceful kind of environment. It's in order to redress, or to address, if you will, the often social iniquities that may emerge in the course of time, and the Torah is trying to address that. That's how Kuk has a whole theory about the concept of Yovel. Whatever the case is, here you have Shabbos and Shemitah are clearly put together, and Yovel and Yom Tov are together. And the last series of Tzogin, of course, is in Dvarim Tzav that relates to, as I mentioned, Shemitah's Tzav. I look at page number 2 of this handout, so you'll see now the Rishonim who write on this topic. And the Rishonim basically comment the Ramban in Shmuel Sof Gimel, Mishpatim Sheishon Tizra B'Tesva B'Tvua, V'Shviyas Tishmetena, Shelo Tizra Asar Tzecha. When the Tashto Shelo Tesva B'Tvua, so the Ramban understands the Psukim simply that for 6 years we are going to sow and seed and gather and harvest, and the 7th year, obviously, that's not going to take place. The Ibn Ezra has an understanding of Ashviyas Tishmetena, he shetikore Shemitah Lashem. Lo yigos ishas ha'eru ha'evyon, from the Tashto, that they shouldn't be engaged in Zriya, And the Sforno, again, all are similar. The Sforno understands Tishmetena in the sense of Shmidas Tzofim. He quotes the pasuk that's found in Ve'ei, and in Tashta Rafa, the Yoni Amecha, the Shmidas Karka, Yochu, Gamu Aniyim. Now, what's interesting in the middle, you have here, Bechosh Rakotza Tishmo, this is Machom Sanoim, Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Shmuel. As you can see, Rabbi Kim understood that this Bechosh Rakotza Tishmo is a reference to Tosfos Shvi'is, which we'll discuss with Hashem in a few weeks. That they're supposed to add to the Shvi'is to the year, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Halacha L'maaseh, we're not knowing like that. More or less, things begin on Rosh Hashanah. In general, the issue of Tosfos, as you know, the Tosfos Shabbos, the Tosfos Yom Tov, many we show in the Gemara's Machlokes with the Tosfos Yom Tov, Tosfos Shabbos, the Din B'Maaseh, the Din B'Rabbanan. The Rambam sheet is that every Tosfos is a Din B'Rabbanan, with the exception of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Inu Yom Kippurim, adding to Yom Kippur is considered to be a din d'oraisa. All the other Tosafos are din d'rabbanan. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago a tshuva of the Netziv. Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of this tshuva, where the Netziv was asked by a woman who went ahead and she lit Neros of Yom Tov, and then in the 18 minutes, let's assume the 18 minutes is the period of time, and then during that period of time, she received a telegram that one of her parents was nifter. Right away, she sat shiva, and really Yom Tov comes, as the Gemara says, "My God, I see the rabbi." The Dachi Asin the Yom Tov. Yom Tov comes and automatically overrides the Avelos. If the Avelos is not Chal before Yom Tov, you have to wait until after Yom Tov. But if it was Chal before Yom Tov, even a few moments, that's sufficient that it overrides now the Avelos. So the question was asking the Tzib, did she act appropriately or not? So he is told in this issue on Tesis of Sophon, Tesis of the Bay, beginning of Rabbi Sophon, what is the nature of Tesis? Is Tesis simply an addition, which it basically means Isu Blacha, that I can accept upon myself not to do work earlier? Or no, does Tesis actually somehow, by virtue of accepting Shabbos earlier and Yom Tov earlier, able to bring the Kedusha of Shabbos, bring it on earlier? And that's the question. I mean, the Poshut Pshat, one that might argue, you can argue in another direction. They're right, it's the kind of a guy. Whatever the case is, the reason why I say this is because here in this context, when the Rav Kiva understands, he took him as referring to Tesis Shvi'is, both before and Motzei Shvi'is. There's an interesting discussion that Soloveitchik pointed out in the Shur Matinus. Machlok is the reef in the Gainan. Is there a taste of the Tisha B'Av? So, Bepashtas, you would say, no, how could there be a taste of the Tisha B'Av? Taste only applies when you have a day that has a Gusayon. Has to have some inherent sanctity. It doesn't have any Gusayon. It's talking taste, there's no concept. But there are Rishonim who held that even Matinus, like Tisha B'Av, has a Nesemus to it, you add to the misery, if you will. That you have, and okay, but that is not generally the accepted practice. So now there's Gemara Nurius and Avgilon Avay, Avgilon Avay is a famous Gemara also. The Gemara is discussing what Beza makes a mistake in Ayra. So then the question is, how about the Bixas or the Kayan Bixas? If they make a mistake in Ayra, absolute mistake, then there's nothing to talk about. But what about if it's only a partial error? Ketza. Tonu Abon, Venel Amdav, Roshi Yokir, Hamitsa Kula, Ketza. They say, yes, Shabbos Batera, yes. They're masking to the concept of Shabbos. I will also be sure to say, oh, it's just an Abu Potter. And they run on the side, Bez and Chayim Bekorban. So, means they essentially accept part of Shabbos. The concept of Shabbos they accept, but not all the project, not all the minutia, not all the details of Shabbos. Bari Abzera, ain't Shabbos the Shri'as Mau. Let's say they argue that in the Shemitah year, Shabbos doesn't exist. During the 6 years, Shabbos exists, but not in the Shemitah year. The Maito, what was the era? But then crop in this pasuk, the pasuk that we just read, the Chorish Rakotz Tishmeis, and what is the drasha that misled them? It's man ika chavisha ika Shabbos. It's man like a chavisha like a Shabbos. When there's a hector of chavisha, you can plow and you can harvest. So then there's a concept of Shabbos. Sheishet yomim, the pasuk says you can go ahead and do all this kind of work, and on the seventh year, the Chorish Rakotz Tishmeis. So it means there's no concept of Shabbos as long as there's no concept of Chavisha. So Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, that test at the bottom right hand corner, Rashi says, Ain't so much longer, Chorish, because of Shoshriyas, Yal Korcha. I'll become the Rashi, the Korcha, Shabbos, go. In the beginning, the Apostle talks about Shabbos, Shesh, Yom, Talon, Sefer, Ashriyas, go. It has to be, the Sefer must be on Shemitah. Why? The Yash Shabbos, Chorish, because of the Asa, Shabbos, and Bisharo. As a possible, all the Lachas are permissible, only Chavisha and Tzira are accentuated by the Torah. That seems to be absolutely unconscionable. The Kanira, as I wrote down, that person is about Rosh Shmita. The assumption that it's talking about Shmita, the Ritva has an interesting discussion. I'm not going to go through this Ritva right now, but it's not that which interests me. So I asked many years ago, maybe probably 14 years ago, I asked the Rav Limo. I became friendly with him in Shemitah because I was going to Dotsa Haaretz, similar to Rav Linowitz at Zatzal. And he also goes with that approach as well. So I asked him, Poshim Shav the Pasuk is referring to Shabbos. The fact that it only mentions two Malachas, I don't think I'm getting too excited about it. Because the Chol Torah does not, when it comes to Inyani Shabbos, the Torah does not really spell out Malachas and Shabbos. So Tzor is mentioned in Chumash. Havar is mentioned in Chumash Vayakal. The Mazan Achorgis, Havar Lalav Yosos, Chal Yosos. Those are the only two Malachas that are mentioned in the Torah. So the fact that Harish and Tzir are mentioned over here, why should that be a factor? It's partially it's talking about Shabbos. That's what I told him. So then he showed me the following. Look at the next page. I thought this was wondrous. Absolutely half a day. And the fellow said, I didn't really notice it. And I'm pretty, when it comes to learning Chumash and Tanakh, I'm pretty into the text. I'm in the text everywhere, including Gemara as well. So look at the psukim here on page 3. It's Shmeisav Gimel Shmeisav Nalot. So I already noted it for you, but he pointed this out to me. Look how the parallel, there's so many parallels here. There's so many parallels between the two sets of psukim. It's uncanny. I'll just read the first psukim which parted. V'shnei shonim tizvah asatzecha, v'yasatum asatvu asam. V'ashviyiz tishpetenu l'natashto. That's for sure talking about Shmita. No one could possibly claim otherwise. V'achlu, as we discussed earlier. V'achlu ev'yonei ha'necha v'yisrum tochal chayas asadeh, v'itasa l'chan v'chon v'zitzecha. Fine. Now the Torah comes with this next pasuk. V'shnei shonim tasim asatzecha, v'ayom ashviyiz tishpas, l'man yanuach shor chalecham v'recha, v'inomish v'namoska v'agir. What's this talking about? And Shum Sonic is talking about Shabbos. Because the Torah has now begun with Shemitah, moved on to Shabbos. Now look at the parallel pasuk on the in Shmos Ramadalud, which is Chafalot. What does it say in Chafalot? Shei Shishamim Tavon, Uvayim Ashvi Tishmos, Bechore Shemakos et Tishmos. So assuming these two psukim are parallel, perhaps one might argue that this pasuk has to refer to Shabbos. Pashim Shabbos. If, I'll just continue. Without getting into the specifics of Chazal's Rosh and this pasuk, now look at the next pasuk, Tesvah. The Torah specifies Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, Shiv HaSim Tov HaMatzos Kasher Tzivisich L'Voy Chadish Rabiv, Kiroi Yatsasim Mitzvayim L'Yiru HaFana Rekbam. This parallels on the other side, Shmos HaMadal Pasuk Yud Ches. Notice it's Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, Shiv HaSim Tov HaMatzos Tzivisich L'Voy Chadish Rabiv, Kiroi Chadish Rabiv, Yatsasim Mitzvayim. Continuing, Tezayim in Mishpatim. The Chag HaKotzim Bikurim Masech HaShem Tizvah Masadeh, the Chag HaOsim B'Tzeh Sashonam B'Yosvah Masech HaMasadeh, Chavbeis, in the Pesukim of Kisivsa, the Chag Shavuos Tassel Lechon, Bikurim Tzirchit, there's a slight difference, the Chag HaOsim B'Tzeh Sashonam, more or less parallel. Next passage, Yizayim, Shalosh Pam Mashonah Yirek Kol Sfur L'Pnei Adon Hashem, that parallels Chav Gimel, Shalosh Pam Mashonah Yirek Kol Sfur L'Pnei Adon Hashem, okay, Yisrael. I continue. That's found in Chavon. As I meant, as you can see, that we know that already mentioned three times. And then we have a series. That's a Gemara Psochim and the Chazal Darshan is a few places in Shas. And then we have this from Sukim Chuah Chav all the way to Rabbi Gimel, as I wrote on the side. That seems to be Makbil Lishmot Namadalud, Yud Alot to Yizayim, Al Kibush Haaretz, Al Lizara. That seems to be the themes that are found over here. So he asked me, Rabbi Gimel, why did the Torah repeat itself? Why all this repetition? So he wanted to come to the Maskana that the Torah actually, since it began, the Shmos of Gimel, the opening salvo is Shemitah, and then we have almost an outright repetition, so it could very well be that he is a hint. On the other side as well, they were talking about Shemitah, and namely in the Pasuk B'chosh, Rabbanan Tishmos, as opposed to talking about Shabbos, which is Machlokes Hamoraim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, but I thought it was cute, and I told him so, maybe 10, 14 years ago he told this to me, and I was amazed by the parallel. But see, I don't think it's so poshut, if you're not used to it. But I had a lot of handoff out of this, what he pointed out to me. On the next page, here I also, again, once we established what Rabbi Mom Shlita, when he sat down, so again, here you see it more explicitly, set out for you. Then the different elements that I found and others, you see it from either side, you see many, many parallels. Again, that doesn't really necessarily mukhwach to come to the maskana that he came to. I just want to mention one issue I actually saw this week, the tshuva of Rav Pesach Feigen, that's a very fascinating tshuva. He discusses the issue, which is Rav Kook actually has in Shabbat Haaretz. That's a sefer, really, if you have a chance to just retire for a year and somehow just go to that sefer. What a wondrous sefer. I'm astounded by it. Watch it. Every time I look at it, I'm more astounded by it. So he discussed the question, is the obligation of Shemitah al Haaretz? Because the Pasuk said, look at the Pesukim, B'shach Haaretz Shabbos Hashem. The focus is on Oretz. And or no, maybe the focus is on the person. And the question is whether a goy, if a goy decides to go ahead, the goy has karka and Eretz Yisrael, so then what's the status of that karka regarding the halachas of Shemitah? So that might be dependent upon this issue. Namely, if the issue is on the karka, so there's no nafkamina, whether it's a goy, owned by a goy, owned by a Jew. I'm not discussing now the whole issue of Ish Kinyan. But I'm saying that in terms of this chakira is the chiyav al ha'aretz, the chiyav al ha'karka, so al ha'gadra, so that would be lechura, that this issue would be pashtish, it would be totally on this question. And that, as I said, the issue is also raised by the many, many achronim who talk about zriya alidei gromba. Even, for example, if I'm not mistaken, Ayin Gimel on Shabbos, when the Mishnah speaks about Lam Tes Malachas, Zorea, Choresh, Bechulu, Bechulu, so there's a discussion in Chazanish about Harisha, which is today the case. We don't do anything anymore by hand. Maybe it was Man Atalud, or the earlier days, they did everything by hand. So everything's done through machine. So now the question is about Ere, am I over on Choresh, when I use a combine, when I use a machine which does the plowing, etc., etc., and at what point am I over? This is something a lot of discussion among the Bilei Achreinim. The assumption is the moment I activate the machine, I press the button, so then the halacha is at that point I'm over on Chorish, assuming the machine is for Harisha, or whatever the nature of the particular activity the machine is involved in. And this is the same issue came up when the machine made matzahs first emerged, and the issue of the Shema. How do you create the Shema? You know, everyone knows you go to a matzah baking factory, the Shem Matzah Pizza, and every side Mishal is speaking the Shem Matzah Pizza. The question is, can the machine create the Shema? And the answer is that many achron, the big machlokes. At the end, halacha l'maisa, you press the button, and that's considered to be the Shema. So here, the question about Zvi Alidei Gromba, or Harisha Alidei Gromba, these are halachas that are also, we're going to discuss in Yitz Hashem. Now, the question is, the Hilchos Shabbos, the Yad Rabbanan. We're talking about the Gemara says in Shabbos that. Said you can't do a malacha directly, you do it through a grama. There's an entire enterprise of grama machinery that we have from one of our very fascinating institutions that's the subject of a lot of machlekes regarding them. Every time I speak to a certain rabbi in Yerushalayim, I speak to him often, he's not very happy with, as he told me, menasim lakom et ha'shabbos ha'idei grama. I'm not saying who it is, but since I quote him often, so you can figure it out. Anyway, so he's not happy. I think I mentioned I saw in my previous shul that one day, one fine day, there was an elderly gentleman, a very fine fellow. All of a sudden, he comes into the shul on Shabbos on a scooter, on a grandma scooter. I almost literally passed out. I never saw anything in my life like it. He's an older man, he had difficulty walking. And the question is that a appropriate thing to do, or not. And it's one thing you do grama for hospitals, for soldiers. I understand. I mean, there's a chassidah that we should be somich on grama. So that's what his issue is. Kol Arav, other Magolavay, he's a Talmud of Shav Zalul, whatever cases. So he told me many times that he's not happy with a lot of things. Anyway, but on Shabbos, all these machshirim of Machon Tzomet, okay, let's be honest. All these machshirim of Machon Tzomet, they are, as I said, again, even though one could argue, because they don't operate right away, the way he explained to me, he was actually, he was another, he himself was a Gabra Rabba, a big Talmud Chacham. He passed away about 2 years ago, you probably knew him. So his brother's Al Shira, who was Takit Botsum. He's also Takit, he was also an engineer, but a massive Talmud Chacham. Also pretty glut in Hashkofis, incredibly glut in Hashkofis. He took on the whole, that entire world, because I heard him a number of times in Tanakh. In Tanakh, they tend to get carried away a little bit, more than a little bit, which he was 19. But anyway, and he took them on. It was really amazing. So he and his brother were not so far apart, you know, Hashkofis. Okay, this is just an editorial comment I had to make. I spend half my days in my former shul. The people who are very into publications of that certain michlala over there, and they used to show me things that were to me mind-boggling. How should they take liberties with texts in Tanakh that are to me absolutely without foundation? Okay, I'm not getting into that issue. One day, maybe I will rant and rave about that too. Anyway, but in all these mechonot that involved any kind of chitzat kator, we have to press buttons, etc. So there's always some sort of an equal of a minute or two. So it's never direct. It's always a grumble. And someone today actually came to me and showed me, he has all kinds of machinery that uses this espresso machine. So many, he has a refrigerator, he refrigerates in the Baruch Hashem, but he brought me an entire diagram, illustration, what a refrigerator. Several $1,000 refrigerator. Every computer feature imaginable. I told him, I don't think we should use that. Shabbos. There's not sensors all over the place. Lights here and there. Forget about just the light. At one time, it was just the light. This is much more elaborate, incredibly elaborate. And so I told him I need to install a Shabbos mode that it should be completely dismantled before Shabbos. Otherwise, I think you're really over on Yisurim. I think, I'm not saying Yisurim that I said. But certainly, a lot of the Abadim's all over the place. He claimed everything is a grum. He's an engineer, so he's trying to show me all the grum elements that are involved over here. Whatever the case is, I'm just, in the beginning of Shabbat Haaretz, that's what he discussed in this issue, Rav Kook, that sound, and grum and b'shvius. That's the question, do we assume that, this depends on the question, as I mentioned, that's what Rav Tzipa Safran talks about as well, Haaretz Tzvi, and it's totally, at the end of the day, on this question, whether the Torah wants us, the Gavra, to go ahead, and he should rest, and the Torah wants Eretz Yisrael to rest. I just want to go to the last page over here. I'm bound by exigencies of time. Anyway, so here you see that this is already, the first you mentioned this outline. Shabbos and Shemitah, amazing. The analogies that are drawn by many before you talk about it. Shabbos and beginning of Bereshis. Shesh Yom Tavo, Yosis Kabbalatecha. Shesh Yom Tizvah Sadecha. Yosanta Thuasa. Yom Hashvi Shabbos Hashem Alokecha, Shabbos Shabbos and Shabbos Hashem. Shabbos Hashem, which is a bitul yichudi, Shabbos Hashem Mashvita. Losasik HaMolacha, okay, then the Torah mentions four Molachas that I saw, and we're talking about Yisrael Hashem, namely, the Yisrael of Betzira, the Yisrael of Betzira, the Yisrael of Zemira, the Yisrael of Zriya, Ato Bitcha Vitecha, here, Lechol, the Abduchol HaMasecha, and then, Uvehemtum Gech Hashem Yisharecha by Shabbos, Schircha, Toshavcha, Lehemtecha, and finally, to wrap it up, Kishesh Yom, Masa Hashem, Masa Shemayim, Masa Aretz, Kili Aretz, it's the same idea. The same concept, the same yisod. Then the yisod is the yisod of who's the Bible? Who's actually directing traffic? Shadi Kanes. Say that. Shadi Kanes. Ain't Shul Baya. Who's directing traffic? Who's navigating everything? So you see, for the Sukkim, there are parallels both conceptually and terminologically. I'm going to go parallel. All the first should point this out. Meshav Machum is the one who spells it out, as I mentioned to you, in the Perish Al Torah. And here also, the Ibn Ezra. Comment to Ababadel, again on the Sukkim, be nafish ben amasra bagir, and the Ababadel knows right away that Shabbos comes upon the heels of Shemitah. Why? Because it's obviously domeh. Unquestionably, there are many parallels. Kasheu b'shvisa sa'aretz, and then just like over there, ho'el yonem yofu chayas ha'sadeh, ho'el ha'shvi yishar v'chavarecha, the Ababadel is marvelous. He is remarkable. Anyone who has, even if you learn that Babel on one parsha in Chumash, I'm just suggesting to you, any parsha doesn't make a difference. What he does in the parshas of Chumash is absolutely remarkable, beyond remarkable. There's not a question he missed, and also not an answer he missed as well. And he told me, Rabbi Kastner, he's now translating the Koyim. He's now translating Zemar Pesach into English. He translated two lines of Babel. He gave it to me. I read them already. So a very beautiful job. And he translated Zerah Pesach. My father was in love with Zerah Pesach because he held the whole thing was one big dialectic. Abdus and Chavis, as it shows the entire Haggadah, is essentially dialectic of Abdus and Chavis. The Rav, Rasa Oetchi, quoted often the sages of the Pesach.
He liked the Pesach is what?
He's a Perish Hanagod. Yes, the Perish Hanagod. So he's not translated to English. Very, his works are very difficult to translate. First, because of their length. I mean, I think they claim that his Perish HaTanach is the longest Perish of any other Pashtun. It's probably true. I didn't count the number of words, but I imagine you could probably do that through a computer. And they say that's the longest, but it's really comprehensive beyond belief. And he really amazing. So he's the one who noticed all these parallels between Shemitah and Shabbos, and he lays it out. But as you can see right in front of you. See also the Psikta up on that same corner, Rav Chiya Ba'aba, Lomita Shabbos and the Tainug, and there's another Mandi Yama, the Talmud Torah, and the Gemara. This, by the way, is discussing Halach, this Psikta. Namely, someone who learns the entire week, he's allowed to rest on Shabbos. Someone who works the entire week, he's supposed to learn on Shabbos. That's the resolution. It's a Dinah Shel Halach, it's quoted very clearly in Halach. And then you can see also, there's another parallel. This is also quoted by the Abba Benel. It's in Bereishis Vayikra. Look at the language. Vayomer Elokim. He named the Sati Lachem as Kaleis of Zorei Azera. Asher al Pnei Kol Haaretz is Kaleis Hashem Bo Kriyei Zorei Azera. Lachem Yeh Liyachla. And here also, Shmita. Similar kind of language. Vayis Hashabas Zorei 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 Zorei. And then it's laid out. And then the second possible. The Chol Chaya Zorei 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 Zorei. So in effect, really, the analogies between Shabbos and Shemitah are clear. And this is also mentioned by the Ralbag, and mentioned by Rashi, and mentioned by the Chizkuni. Chizkuni is a sefer that's not so well known. The Art Scroll, in their Nikud Chumash, they published the Chizkuni again. That was a very good move on their part. Asolovetsky's itself, often called the Chizkuni. Many of his Chidushim said it's a very creative Chidushim. And of course, he needed the he had to hang his hat somewhere. And he found the Chizkuni. Very, very. So yes, and another whole series of places. One day, maybe I'll discuss that. I had collected all the Chizkunis that he used in the course of all the years I heard him. Unbelievable. Chizkuni is a marvelous Rishon and a very original thinker. Incredibly Chachani. So I just want to end with Rav Kook on the bottom. Rav Kook writes, the difference between Shemitah and Shabbos, Shabbos is addressed to a Yochid. And Shemitah is addressed to Kali. So that's what he writes over here. Yachid Yitayev Ha'ayah Chol Kofit Kovim. Bechol Shabbos Yom Kadosh Shabbo Titgala B'Tiyat Ha'Uma Sheish B'Sgula. You have a there at Sovri Chol Nitzanik Al Hashem. That same Pu'ula that the Shabbos has for each Yochid, Shemitah affects the entire Uma. Kem Shenem B'Shabbos B'Yishe Shabbos Hashem Kach Nehem B'Shvi Shabbos Hashem Nishma Sa'uma V'Yom Etziyachtav. So in effect, that's what's happening. Lotzi Lapol Arigat Kiddushosem B'Shnat Shabbosom. Arigat refers to the unbelievable desire on the part of a Jew to connect with Hashem, to be Dovek, to connect with Dusha, same idea as Shabbos, of course. Shabbos mit galat sivyonesh ha'oma, chulil hoda, b'mkor ruchai lovi. That's what happens on both Shabbos and Shemitah. We have this unbelievable dveikus, the connection with Hashem is bar, the arigo for Dusha, that's the common denominator between Shemitah and Shabbos. So we've done basically the two shurim that we said. We've discussed more or less just the chumash of Ikra, of the psukim, and it's Hashem. Not on Sunday night because I have chasana, but next Monday night I'm going to begin examining halachas of Shemitah, the Yom, and we're going to go into depth on the literally halachas, on both the halachas of Shemitah, discuss each one individually, and many, many other aspects of Shemitah. It's going to take us
tomorrow night
I have a chasana. So
tomorrow.
I'll tell him to announce it. I'm sorry, I didn't always.